On the Great Atlantic Railway. I set forth one misted white day of June beneath the Great Atlantic Railway and heard, "Honestly, you smite worlds of truth, but lose your own trains of thought like a pigeon. Did you once ride in Kenneth's machine?" Yes, I rode there, an old man in shorts, blind, who had lost his way in the filling station. Kenneth was kind. Did he fill your motionless ears with resonance and stain? No, he spoke not as a critic, but as a man. Tell me, what did he say? He said, "My eyes are the white sky, the gravel on the groundway, my sad lament." And yet he drives between the two. Exactly, Jane. And that is the modern idea of fittingness, to always in motion, lose nothing, although beneath the railway they move in threes and twos, completely ruined for themselves, like moving pictures. But how other? Formulalessness, to go from the sun into love's sweet disrepair. He would fondly express rain trees, which is not a poem, rain trees. Still, it is mysterious to have an engine that floats bouquets, and one day in the rear vision mirror of his car we vowed delight. The insufficiency of the silverware in the sunlight, the dreams he steals from and smiles, losing gain. Yet always beneath the railway unsyntactical beauty might leap up, that we might sing from smiles' ravines, rose the reverse of everything, may be profaned or talked at like a hat. Oh, that was sweet and short, like the minuet of stars, which would permit us to seem our best friends by silver's eminent lights. For nature is so small, ends falsely rain, distending the time we did, behind our hope for bodywork, riding with Kenneth. Their voicing ceased, then started again, to complain that we are offered nothing when it starts to rain in the same way, though we are dying for the truth.